buddy. What's up? Oh, y'all on here early. What up, Toba T? David, I see you on here. What up, David? Zaira, what up, Zaira? Oh, Big Music's on here. What up? This is Cool Sounds of Alvin Gary. Gift to you. Hey, a vibe, a complete vibe. Doo 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 doo. This is my gift to you. Hey. What up, everybody? Welcome to Black Culture The Breakdown. I am your boy, Jersey. As you can see, I got balloons up because it's my birthday.
Yes!
I'm 30. Yo, 30 is different. You know what I'm saying? What up, fam? Baker's on here. 30 is definitely different. But I just feel like I'm stepping into my purpose. You know what I'm saying? Feeling 30 is a great gift. First, it's a gift to be alive, right? Let's just be clear.
Yes!
Chop it up to just being alive and being on this live right now. Okay. A lot of people ain't making it out here in these streets. Let me see if Gospel Artist Entertainment is on the live so we can get the first segment kicking off. Hold on 1 second. Let me just make sure the sounds are right. What's up, y'all? It was my birthday and I had a great time. I threw a party right here in my crib. I got the balloons here now and we just turned up. We had a good time. Old Hollywood. Everybody dressed in black and white and we just turned it up and we did it safe. Everybody was checked at the door. You understand? Gotta make sure we stay safe out here. Thank y'all. See, say happy birthday. Thank you. I appreciate that. Big Me saying, what up, fam? Let's go. Let's go.
Yes.
Baby, about to get into these conversations. You about to get started. I see Gospel is on here. Gospel Artist Entertainment, GA Entertainment. We about to get the conversations going and this live popping. How y'all feeling? This Black Culture, y'all. I'm gonna try to tell you what y'all ate for dinner today. All right. What up, bro?
What up, man? Hold on. I think it's connecting. I don't even know if I can. Oh, there we go. What up, man?
What up, bro? Welcome back,
man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Welcome back to Black Coach. We got our boy Algin on the live, everybody.
Man, what's up, man?
What's up with it, man? I'm just on here, man. Again, I guess celebrating another. I just threw a party the other day, so there's balloons here.
Listen, you in a whole turn up mode. Happy birthday again, man. And I know you just out there living your best life.
You know what? I would hope so. You know, I'm just grateful that we got life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. Yes! Absolutely.
Yeah. But today, Algin, today's episode is all about preaching the gospel. That's the name of the episode. And we got a super dope show because everyone is gospel related on this panel today or on this episode of Black Culture The Breakdown. But, you know, I wanted to make sure we kicked off the show with the largest gospel media platform in entertainment, GA Entertainment. So it just wouldn't be a gospel episode if we ain't have y'all on here. So I want to kick it off. I want to ask you this, Algin. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
So what do you think makes a successful gospel artist? In your honest opinion, what do you think makes a successful gospel artist?
Well, first, the question is, are you called to be a gospel artist?
Okay.
Because, you know, as in the Bible, it said many are called for you, are chosen, okay. You know, but are you called and have you been chosen? And so that's the first thing that we should look at. But let me tell you this. A successful gospel artist plays, there's a lot of things that play and factor. The presentation. What are you bringing to be marketable? And that not only just goes for your sound, but that goes for your look, your image as well.
Yes.
So, let's start with the look and the image because there. Granted, you can sound bad, but if you got a good image, you probably can be marketable a little bit. You know. Now that's not for all instances, and some, you know, because you have to sound good. You know. And then sometimes it's vice versa, you know, so You got to be marketable, but to be a successful gospel artist, you have to have the image, you have to have the sound, you have to have originality, you have to have quality, you have to have what it takes to be a gospel artist. It's not easy being a gospel artist. You have to have dedication, perseverance, motivation. You have to put in the work. You have to put in the time. You have to, you know, build up your career. You have to, you know, blueprint exactly what you're going to do as far as an artist. You know, you have to have a team. Okay. You have to have, you know, people in place to be able to say, hey, you know, we need to book you here and there. You have to be marketable. There's a lot. There's a lot to be a successful gospel artist. Anybody can't just be a gospel artist and say, I'm a gospel artist. You know, you have to have, when you put out music, do the sound make sense? Okay. Do the words make sense? Is the quality there? Do you have to have, you have to have all of this type of stuff. There's a lot to be a successful gospel artist.
You are so critical. I think it's harder being a gospel artist than it is to be a pop artist. a long laundry list.
Well, I would say yes and no. And the reason why I say that is because being a gospel artist is basically on the same level of or trying to be successful on the same level as if you were a pop artist or an R&B artist. You know, gospel plays a big part in a lot of, you know, other genres. You know, you hear gospel, you know, in other genres. You may have an R&B song and you're gonna hear some type of gospel sound in there. You know, think about it.
Okay.
Grande, Bang Bang, with Jesse J and Nicki Minaj. The tune, bang bang, that's a gospel tune.
Okay.
That's straight gospel, you know, but it's marketable.
Yeah.
Even though it's an R&B song, all you hear is gospel. That is straight gospel, the chorus and everything.
Yeah.
So you're gonna hear gospel in that type of field. But being a successful gospel artist takes a lot of dedication, motivation, perseverance, work, hard time. You have to put in that work.
You have to put in that. And I feel like when you're a gospel artist, you have the responsibility of preaching the gospel through your work. Yeah. And just like you said, if you're not called by God to do that, then that's a very difficult task, I think, to take.
Right. And somebody said the message must be clear as well. Exactly. The message must be clear. And when you are a gospel artist and you're putting out music and songs, what is the message conveying? Are you singing about the goodness of God? Are you singing about life experiences, how you've overcome, and does the message in the song make sense? And will it actually get to a place where people will gravitate to your songs? So that's the spiritual side. The natural side is you got to be marketable, period.
You got to
be marketable to be a successful gospel artist.
Gotcha.
Are you marketable?
So, all right. So now, let me ask you this. How important is talent in gospel? Like, how important is it to really know how to be able to sing?
So, talent is very important. And I'm going to just say that because everybody, you know, you can, it's easy to just get up and sing. Anybody can get up and sing and sound like Boo Boo the Fool, you know. Anybody can get up and sing. Shoot, dogs, you have dogs that can get up and sing. You know, anybody can get up and sing. But talent is very important in the gospel industry. A lot of people say, oh, well, it ain't about, you know, how they sound. It's about the word. Listen. When it comes down to the gospel industry and you're trying to be successful in the gospel industry, that is definitely one of the things that they look for is, do you have the talent? Can you sing? Can you just sing? Can you sing? Can you stay on the right note? Can you keep the attention of the audience? Can you balance yourself spiritually, emotionally, physically? Can you balance yourself? like your life? Can you have a balance between your personal life and your ministry life? Like talent is very important. Talent is, yes. Talent goes a long way. Talent, I mean, it's a lot of people feel like that, oh, well, you know, we don't have to sound a certain way to, you know, as long as we get the message to the Lord. Well, listen, in the Bible, they say make a joyful noise, not a squeaky noise.
Yes.
I'm just saying, if your voice is an instrument, so treat it like an instrument.
Okay.
Your voice is an instrument. What are instruments have great sound, their tone and everything. But if you don't treat your voice like an instrument, you're going to sound like an ambulance.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying. I'm saying. Absolutely. Like, is your voice an ambulance or is it a violin? You know?
Absolutely. Man, first of all, Algin, you dropping mad gems. First of all, and he's dropping them for free today. I'm about to let him put his cash app. And the gospel, the music industry, you got to make sure you have all of these things. And mm-hmm. I, like, people feel like, well, I know how to sing, so why can't I just be on? But it's like a lot more to that.
A lot more to that. And then on top of that, are you willing to put in the work to become successful? Absolutely. Going back to that. And being a gospel artist is totally different from being a pop artist, a hip hop artist, a rap or a secular artist, whatever you want to call it. It's totally different. And the reason why I say that is because when you are a gospel artist, you have the whole world looking at you, and there's a certain lifestyle that has an expectation upon you. You are expected to be a certain way or have a certain lifestyle, you know. So if an R&B artist look at you as a gospel artist and say, hey, I love what you're doing, because it's not so much of just your work and your talent, but there's a light that is shining through you as you are being or as you're becoming successful as a gospel artist that these other people that are not in church see. And so being a gospel artist is totally different than just being an R&B artist, you know? R&B artists, you can go out and do whatever you want.
Okay, facts.
Yes!
And let me say this, because there are some gospel artists that go out and do whatever they want.
Okay.
You know, they do. But...
Now let me ask. Is that fraudulency to the actual craft of it? Because if you're a gospel artist, you should really live what you're singing, right? So is that what do you call that when you feel like there's gospel artists that just do it for the check of it because they know they can sing, but they're not actually walking what they're actually singing?
If your heart not in it, it's hypocritical. If your heart isn't in it, I mean. A lot of people will do stuff like that for a check, you know, and it's sad to say that you have people out there that only do it just for a check, but you have people out there who actually do what they do because they have a heart for people. And I believe that's the reason why God allowed them to become successful as a gospel artist, because their heart is really for the people. If you're still struggling, you can be one of the world's greatest singers on earth as a gospel artist. But if you're struggling to become successful, or if you're struggling, either two things. Either it's not your season yet, or you're not having the heart for the people. And you're doing it for the wrong motives.
Well, there you go. If you realize you're just doing gospel for a check, you must reconsider.
Yes!
All right. So now, what is it that makes a gospel artist worthy for you to post on your platform? Like, you post a lot of gospel news throughout the day. What is it that artists need to do to get recognized by, you know, a platform like you?
Well, first of all, don't talk down on my company.
How am I talking down on your company? What?
No, not you. Not you. To get posted on GAE, don't talk down on my company.
Oh, okay, wait.
Yes.
So don't talk down. Got you.
Don't talk down. Why would I be the CEO of McDonald's and you bashing McDonald's and I welcome you into McDonald's Corporation? you coming to me as a CEO, or word is getting back to me saying, oh, well, you know, I don't like McDonald's. Ooh, they can't, I can't stand them. But then you come back, let me see if I can try to get a partnership with McDonald's. Those words come back. Why? Why would I want to do that? So that's the first thing. Any platform that, I don't care what it is, you make, one thing I tell people is, if you are trying to build a partnership with a platform, regardless whether it's gospel, R&B, whatever, if you're trying to build a partnership with a platform, or if you're trying to reach out to a platform, make sure you do whatever it takes to not bring it back on you, because they do their research. And if it come back, if you say, hey, I don't like this, if you put up a post, see, a lot of people think social media is just social media, but people pay attention to social media.
Okay.
And a lot of people yes. pay attention to you, you know, that you may not even know. You may not even know. So that's the first thing. Make sure you're not talking down on gospel artists and entertainment. That's one thing that's not going to get you posted on. Okay. But aside from that, to get posted or to, you know, now we do have advertisement rates. We do have all of that. But to get posted on GAE, you have to have the quality. What do is your image? Are you marketable? We're a marketing company. So are you marketable? Is this going to be marketable? Like, I don't expect for you to send me a cover of your single and you send it, and the cover of your single is you posing in the kitchen with your dishes in the background. That's not, not marketable. No. No. Get you some professional photo shoots. Get you a professional graphic designer. Make sure your songs is high in quality in the studio, mixed and mastered. Because I'm not going to promote you and you saying that you just released a single and it sound like you had a PTA meeting.
Okay.
You sound like you had a PTA meeting. Or you recording through your phone. So, but it's a lot to it. I can go on and on and on. But those are the basics. Make sure you're marketable. In order for you to get posted on GAE page, you have to be marketable. Your graphics, your looks, the way you carry yourself, your image. And because GA Entertainment has expanded now to, you know, now to outside of gospel, because now we're opening up a platform for people that are not of gospel now. You know, inspirational, all around, faith-based. So, you know, even if you're not gospel, we still promote you. Just make sure you're marketable. That's all.
Make sure you're marketable. There you go, y'all. He just gave y'all them gems, and he dropped them for free tonight, all right? Free. Now, tell us what you got going on, man. I'm going to actually get Big Music on here next, but tell us what you got going on and what we should be on the lookout for.
So there's this thing that I just released. I don't know if many people have saw it yet, but I just randomly released it. It is called Honoring Living Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Honoring Living Legends is, Legends is, that doesn't make sense. It's called Honoring Living Legends. So basically, this is a movement where I am honoring a living legend across all platforms. I am honoring a living legend right here through GA Entertainment's page to just basically give them their flowers while they are yet here. Because a lot of our legends are leaving us sooner than what we thought.
Yes.
So
yes!
I want to provide, just to let, you know, let these living legends know that we as the community appreciate them and we love them, we support them, and we thank them for what they have been doing down through the years. Mm-hmm. So today was the first living legend that we honored, and that was Richard Smallwood, who we honored today. Richard Smallwood, of course, y'all heard many of his songs, like Total Praise, Lord, I will lift my eyes to the hills. Mm-hmm. Like that song, Healing, Trust Me, the anthem, the praise of anthem, A Calvary. He has so many hits. And so today was the first one. He was the first one that we honored. And so that's the thing that we just started. There's some other things that are in the works for GA Entertainment. Y'all stay tuned for that. But that's what we're doing, bi-weekly. And so the next, I'm not going to tell y'all who the next legend that we're honoring. So today was Richard Smallwood. It's a random surprise. They don't even know that they're being honored.
Okay.
So, you know, and so this is just something. So you make sure y'all check it out.
Well, we're going to definitely be taking them for legends, all right?
Yes. Yeah.
And we're going to definitely make sure we tapping into everything that you're doing. And thank you for always coming on here and just dropping your gems for free, all right?
Thank you so much, Jersey. I appreciate you so much, man.
Of course, man. Likewise. Do y'all got a Cash App, GA Entertainment?
We do have a Cash App. Our Cash App is, I always want to say hashtag. Our Cash App is Cash Money. Tag. Right. Our Cash App is Cash Tag Gospel Artists ENT. So we're still Gospel Artists Entertainment. However, we're going by GA Entertainment. So y'all can stop focusing on the word just gospel. But it is Cash Tag Gospel Artists ENT. That's it.
Make sure y'all go ahead and hit that Cash App. He's dropping gems, and he did it for free today.
Yes!
I mean, every week can drop gems for free, all right? Y'all gonna hit that Cash App. All right, y'all. Everybody, Gospel Artists Entertainment, GA Entertainment, my brother Algin. Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you so much, man. It's always an honor being on here, man.
Honor. All right, bro. It's Gospel Artists. Right. So, that was GA Entertainment. He comes on here and drops gems all the time. Marketing tips on how to be successful. He's built his platform from the ground up. If you didn't follow him, if you don't follow him, go take a look. He has over 200,000 followers. So, get to know GA Entertainment. Get to know Algin. He built that from the ground up.
Yes!
Give people respect when they deserve it. Do that from the ground up. Ain't people out here that's legends and they don't even got them numbers, okay?
No.
So we're going to keep the conversation going. We got Baked Music in the building. Baked Music, do I have you on here? Boom, 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 boom. There we go. I see you. Let's get you on here. How y'all feeling, everybody? Y'all having a good talk? There we go.
Hey. What's up, man?
Welcome to Black Culture, the Breakdown.
Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother. Happy birthday, man.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Let's just jump right into it. Tell the people who you are, man, and what you do.
Man, I am Baked Music. First, thank you. Thank you for allowing me on your platform, man. But yes, I am Baked Music, man. I am a gospel artist. I am a husband. I am a father. I am an assistant pastor. Man, I'm a brother, I'm a son, I'm all those things, man, but I'm just a man out here making his way, man, and trying to spread the good news, brother, trying to spread the good news.
Spread the good news. So talk to me about what it is that you're trying to spread, the news that you're trying to spread and the way that you're trying to do it.
Absolutely. So gospel, my brother was just talking about it before me. Gospel music is the good news, man, the message of Jesus Christ. The message of victory, the message of triumph,
yes!
The message of endurance, the message of perseverance, man. That's what I'm pushing. I'm pushing hope. I'm pushing freedom. I'm pushing all of those things to my brothers and my sisters and anybody that will listen. Because I believe that we've been in so much captivity in our minds to ourselves, man. We are our own worst prisoners. And we tend to criticize ourselves so much. But if we look at ourselves through the eyes of God and what he has for us, man, we would be free from a lot of those things. And so I'm a product of that. Yeah. And so I want to share that. And I want to let everybody know, man, it just like I got free, you can get free, man. You can get free.
Yes. Fact, man, that's a great testimony, man. So now you do music, you do gospel music. You heard Algin kind of break down just the business aspect of
comfortable
and making sure you actually have a song that is gonna be good for radio play and making sure that your pictures look great. Now, when you have that message that you wanna convey, but then so much business that goes into this thing called gospel or entertainment, and it all goes into the same kind of field, right? Mm-hmm. Maneuver that and try to keep your faith and not let it get you discouraged. How do you do that?
Well, you know what? I'm actually just starting out in the music business, you know, per se at this level, I would say. But as far as with the message that I'm portraying. I believe that I'm staying true to who I am. And that's, I love R&B. I love hip hop. I love these things. And I tie all of that into my music. Okay. And I'm always true. And I think that's what I've accepted about myself. Man, you can be authentically who you are and still spread a message in a way that might not sound the same as everybody else. It might not sound the same as the traditional gospel, or it might not sound the same as what I grew up on and that stuff that's within me. You know, that's what makes up who I am. It might not sound that same, the same as that, but it still transcends. Yeah, it still makes sense. And it's still something that could be listened to and heard on the magnitude that you can be free from it. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Now, talk to us about your debut single, Made It, and able to put that message into that track. Talk to us about what that track means to you.
Made It. Made It is a triumphant song, man. Made It is a song of perseverance. It's a song of defeating the thing that once tried to defeat you. Okay. Being victorious over that very thing and screaming it to the mountaintops, letting you know that alongside me was Jesus. Alongside me was God. Alongside me, we all of these things, we got it done. We got it done together. And it's a song that just pulls people out of a dark place. Because, you know, sometimes you can talk about what you've been through and it sounds sad.
Definitely.
And it sounds... it'll make you cry, or it'll make you kind of be in that place. I wanted it to be live. I wanted it to be uplifting. I want to be like, you know what? I'm going through this, but I can make it.
I got it queued up right now. Do you mind me playing a little piece of this or the people?
I would love for you to play as you see the merch.
It made it. You want to go ahead and introduce the track?
Yes, sir. So this is Baked Music, man. My debut single, Made It, right here with Jersey, man.
Make sure I drop some fire emojis if this song is making you feel like you made it.
Can you hear my singing spread? From way up there, can you reach down real low? Okay.
Yeah.
What do I turn when I'm feeling down? Call you, figure me now. What do I turn when I'm looking around? All I say when I'm gonna drown. Into the storm and the rain, but you heal my pain. You never trust, never blame.
That you say, oh, yeah. Come on.
You lost my faith, you lost my mind. I did it, the God's gonna make it. Did it, the God's gonna make it. But you're picking me up and you turned me around.
Ooh, nah, man, that track is fire.
Hey, yes, sir.
Fire, I gotta look at the comments. I just see nothing but fire and fire. They saying, I like it.
It's fire, man.
Tamara W, fire. David Lloyd, fire. Caleb,
thank y'all.
Fire. Freeze, fire. They
thank y'all.
Great love right now, because that was dope.
Oh, man, thank y'all. Shouts out to Mika Beats, man, my producer. She actually made the beat, wrote the song, sent it to me. I said, I absolutely love it. I added some things, and we work with the AP Factor here in Atlanta, and he spiced up the end. I want y'all to go listen to the whole thing. It's on all streaming platforms, but you get live at the end. You get live at the end.
Okay. Well, this is definitely a vibe, and I don't know if you know, but I'm a choreographer and a creative director.
I saw that.
And I actually have a school, and I'm going to be playing this just in rotation.
Oh, man.
I find it to be this dope. This track. And I just love the energy and the feel. It definitely make you feel like you rocky and you made it. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
That was a good one. So now, who are your inspirations? Who makes you want to sing? You know, like, where'd you get this fire from?
Oh, man. You know what? My mother, she was a singer. And I say was because she's gone now. But she gave me the gift And she, I believe before she left, she knew that I had it. She fostered it. She would buy me guitars and microphones and stuff for Christmas. Everybody else getting bikes and all of this stuff. I'm getting microphones and I'm like, why am I getting this? But my mama knew. Mm-hmm. She knew. And alongside of her, of course, all the gospel greats, Fred Hammond, John P. Key, James Cleveland, Rance Allen, you know, a lot of those influential people. And then on my R&B side, you know, I'm an old school man. I love the Isleys. I love James Brown. I just love soul. I love soul music, man. Soul. It's food for the soul.
Smooth for the soul, man. And just like, you know, Aldrin said, gospel influences so many other genres. You know what I'm saying? And you do hear runs and all types of stuff that is originally from church.
Yes.
It's all of our greatest singers from Whitney and Andy, and they all start from church. You know what I'm saying? So there's something about just having an anointing. And I think when you have that anointing, you can do all genres of music. You understand? Man, you can touch people. There's even some artists, I feel like, that don't really know that they even have that power and that anointing.
Absolutely.
So can I ask you this? Would you mind giving us a little vocals right now? Would you mind blessing us a little vocals?
Absolutely. So since we're talking about making it, I guess I could sing a very familiar song that everybody knows, I Can't Give Up Now.
Okay.
Can't Give Up Now. Yeah. All right.
Let's see.
I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Oh, nobody told me that the road would be easy, and I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. Yes, sir. That's, I don't believe he brought me this far.
Scott playing out here, bro. If you saying that this is the beginning of your career, I feel like you are going to have a great career, my brother. You speak very well. You know how to sing. You know how to live. You know how to make a record. You have got a good start, and you know good people that already connected us, so that's already happening. Battle networking and just staying focused, bro. 100% win.
Thank you, brother.
100% win. The comments is going crazy, amazing. You better sing, my brother. Come on, baby. Love you, man.
Thank y'all.
And make sure you just keep that hunger, man. I appreciate you coming on my platform.
Yes, sir.
And us with Made It and just your story, my brother.
Brother, thank you 1,000 times for having me on, because people don't have to help you. People don't have to have you on their platforms. So I'm so humble and thankful, grateful for you. So no, thank you, man.
It's just the beginning. You'll be back on here again when you telling us about your first Grammy, all right?
Yay!
All right, man. Make music, everybody.
Yes, sir. Take care, brother.
So that was Make Music, everybody. And he bought that. Nah. For the money right there. Like, talk about delivering. You know, this is what I do. I work with artists all day. I see artists that can't sing. I'm being real with you. I see artists that can't sing. I see artists that can't dance. And I have to work miracles to kind of help them get together for music videos, getting ready for the stage. And some people just don't have it. He came on cue, sung. Man, I like to definitely give people their roses when they do well. You got to make sure you always do that. He bodied that. That's the way you do it. All right, let's kind of get Mr. Alvin Garrett on the log and get the conversation rolling. Very interesting conversation with this fella, because he's done a lot as well in his career. Come on the log. How y'all feeling? I see y'all in here showing love. The song was good. He was good. Absolutely. Hey,
what's up?
What's going on, Mr. Alvin?
Man, I've been enjoying myself, brother. Thank you for having me. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for coming on Black Culture the Breakdown.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
No worries. So, first of all, tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Man, I am Alvin Garrett, and I've been sitting here listening at my brothers, and I like to say that I am a pioneer of inspirational soul. I'm born and raised in the church, PK to the heart, but the music that I make as an artist, I take a little different approach than sort of what you've been talking about thus far. Most people say I'm an R&B artist, I'm a soul artist, because most of the music that I promote on myself is on the R&B, soul, blues platform. But I write gospel. I write gospel and R&B. As a songwriter, I'm a Grammy-nominated songwriter. So I've been around a lot longer behind the scenes than I've been in front of the mic. So I've been around for a while, making moves, work a lot with my man Fred Jerkins and Dog Child Gospel. Okay. So I've had a chance to work with a lot of major gospel artists, like, you know, came into 2021 with the number one record on the charts with my man Lowell Pye with a song called Patiently Praising. Dietrich Haddon, Trinity 5-7, Darlene McCoy. So in the gospel world, you know, I've sort of been behind the scenes. So it's good to come here and talk with you and your followers tonight.
No, man. And you already, listen, you said number one record. Ladies and gentlemen, understand it doesn't really, a lot of people don't really get that. He's in the money. All right? Don't really get that. So now talk to us about just even that part of it and how you even got there, right? Bring us back to the beginning for us. So you're now reaching number one on the charts, but bring us to beginning, Gary, and even get into that stage.
Well, man, it's been a long journey. You know what I mean? I play bass. A lot of people that may know me as Cornbread. I play in a band called Freestyle Nation with the one and only PJ Morton. So I've been knowing him since 98, played in a band with him. Toured on the gospel circuit, R&B, with my man Ruben Studdard, was his musical director for a while. I just kept writing, you know, kept producing, and, you know, kept getting told no. when I decided that I wanted to do something different, you know, and a lot of people have gone through this. When you're so good at one thing, people want you to stay that one thing. Dude, just be a bass player, right? Just stay on the bass. So I'm like, no, I want to write. I want to perform. I want to be an artist. So as my faith started to grow for myself and the things that I wanted to do, I saw a lot of pushback because I mean so much to certain people as one thing. So for instance, if you're a great vocal producer or an arranger, just be that. Right. So that's been a part of my story. And that has inspired a lot of the music that I write.
So now, you've been pretty much been in situations that you feel like you've been trying to put in a box.
Correct.
But now when you were able to break those boxes down and you were able to try your hands at different things, what made you decide to go in the direction that you went, from songwriting to singer to, like, what made you decide to go in that array?
You know, man, my dad's my pastor, that's my best friend. And I always send my music to him, and he would listen to my stuff and say, why are you giving these songs away? You know, because I say around 2010 was when he had a real heart-to-heart with me. And he's like, nobody can sing your songs like you, right? Nobody. And so for the first time, I went back and listened to myself as an artist and not just as a writer demoing for other artists. And it was a difference because I didn't hear myself. You know what I mean? And so because of the relationship I have with him and the role he plays as my pastor, not just my father, I trusted him. And I said, let me give it a shot. You know, hired a vocal coach, you know what I mean? Started working out differently, started seeing myself differently, you know, did all those things my man was talking about, said to become marketable out front and not just on the bass or in the studio. So I made those investments. I'm one of those artists that said I might not make it overnight because I got to work for it. I wasn't born with that golden voice. I had to work for it. Like, you know what I mean? And a lot of people are surprised when they hear me sing now and say, man, no way you just started taking it seriously 10 years ago. I'm like, no, seriously, I did. I put in the work to get to the place where I am now.
So how important is it at being good at what you do? You heard what Aldrin said, he really broke the business part of it. But on the talent part, how important is it for you to be dope, to be excellent at what you do?
You know, it's absolutely important, but it's not the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get to a certain level, everybody's talented. You know, I tell everybody, like, if you're standing outside the club, the line is long around the building. But once you get in there, the room is packed.
Okay. Yes. Come on.
Come on. I mean, seriously, like when you there, everybody's there. What separates you at the top, right? And that's the tough part when artists are grinding, trying to get on. And then by the time you get close enough, you realize it's like going from college to the NFL. Everybody's great. So what are those intangibles? What is it about you that's going to separate you from everybody else who can outrun you, who can outsing you, who can outwrite you? Has to be something else, right? And so that's where it is, because it's a small, like you said, they say it's a small industry, but it's a lot of talent. And so I always tell people, if you think your talent qualifies you for success, you got it wrong. It's something more than that.
Absolutely. Because, you know, think about it. You know, if you're in the music industry and you're trying to sing a song and you're trying to go against Whitney Houston, it's almost like, or, you know, so, you know, so it's almost like everyone is talented. So it's yeah. So basically saying that hard work would trump talent any day of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say in some cases, not. I say for each and every person, you got to find your thing. You got to find your niche. For me, I focus on the human connection. You know, being a technically an R&B artist, making music that can play on gospel stations, yeah. Right? I know that I'm in a lane of my own, because I said, well, what happens to the people who need to hear the gospel, right? Who ain't gonna tune into the gospel stations? Somebody got to take the light to the world. And so even with a song I put out in 2015 called By Myself, all the gospel promoters were like, hey, you need to take this gospel, but put Jesus on the front. And I said, but they won't hear it on the blues station. They won't hear it on R&B. They won't play it. They're like, no, but it'll be a hit on gospel. I said, but it ain't meant for people who already know it. It's meant for people who are struggling to find it. Yeah. And so I decided not to put Jesus or put a tagline at the front. Yeah. I mean, I had people giving so many testimonies about how it got them through divorces, how they started business. One cat even decided not to commit suicide after hearing the song. So I feel like it's the light. The gospel is the light, whether you put that gospel lyrics and all of that on it or not. So I'm able to write a worship song, but I'm also able to write a song that's just full of light, you know. And so.
Okay. So now you are in both fields, right? You do R&B and you do gospel. Now,
yeah.
Ask you this, which genre has been more receptive to you as an artist? Would you?
I'll say both, man. And both of them are hard, you know, truth be told. I've been in church my entire life. So, you know, I know people say, oh, you know, you gotta live the life, you gotta have the anointing. Man, I've been around it all. So, you know, it ain't much nobody in gospel music gonna pull over me. In terms of the connection between what people see and what they don't see, you feel me? But for me, I move around very well in both worlds, because I just move around with love. And at the end of the day, love, God is love. And when
yes.
No matter where you are, if you operate in love, and then people will see the light, they'll see God in you.
Yes. 100% facts, my brother.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of like how you maneuver through the industry, do you feel like it's easier? Like, you know, I'd rather just do a gospel record right now, because it's more easier to kind of get on the gospel charts or get on the gospel radio stations versus doing an R&B track right now, because maybe this one's a little bit more stiffer competition or whatever the case may be. Is there a difference?
There is a difference in terms of what it costs to promote a song on an R&B platform as opposed to what it costs to promote a song on the gospel platform. You know, if you're going for radio and going for ads, that type of thing.
Gotcha.
It's a difference in the overhead of promoting that music. But I always say for gospel music, every day, all day, there's somewhere to promote. So there's no reason why, if you got hustle, you can't find a church somewhere that will let you sing your song. That's the difference between pop, R&B, soul, blues, and gospel. The doors of the church is always open. So there's no reason why gospel artists can't say, hey, let me sing my song, right? If you have a song that you can sing for a church audience, of course, we know the pandemic changed a lot, but there's still, technically, the doors of the church are always open. So there's a lot of lazy gospel artists who just want to pop it out there, but don't want to get in front of people and deliver the music that they put out.
So now talk to us about mentoring. Like, do you feel like you've been in the game for quite some years now? Mm-hmm. Feel like you see yourself mentoring or maybe having some artists under you?
Absolutely, man. I would not be here where I am today if it wasn't for somebody saying, I'm willing to share, right? And I always shout out my man, Fred Jerkins, because a lot of people were saying, come back when you're hot, come back when you make it, you know, send me something else. He said, I see something in you. He said, I see who, you said, you can be one of the greatest songwriters I've ever worked with if you put in the work. And so I know what I learned from somebody having faith in me. So I always turn around and try to have faith in others. I always try to share. And I tell people, I can't make you a star, but I can tell you what I know. I can inspire you. I can answer questions if I can, but I can only point you to the work.
Wow. And that's definitely the way that's supposed to be, man. So now you've been behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. Which one is mentally, if you can be honest in your craft, which one is just more trying? You know what I'm saying? Is it just the creativity or just being in the front of people dealing with the art?
I absolutely love being out front, to be honest with you, because you can control the room, right? You can connect to people from the front. You move the crowd with your words, with your spirit. I love being out front. It's challenging. It's a lot of work, you know what I mean? But I'm just the type of person that enjoys hard work. So I'm not, you know, I love the front as much as I love the back. So even now I still work in the studio with other artists and we might go 10, 13, 14 hours straight and I go hard even as a vocal producer or a writer for other artists because I love it all. I'm just one of those type of people, man. If I'm not gonna give it my all, I just won't do it. But I expect challenges with, you know, whatever aspect I'm going at it.
Definitely, you gotta be challenged.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? Talk to us about what your new single is, and let's cue it. And if you don't mind us playing it, we could play it, right?
No, I absolutely don't. You know what I'm saying? For all those gospel lovers, this is more that Song of Solomon type music. You know what I'm saying? This latest album that I'm promoting is called The Lightness of Love. And it's a R&B soul record and it lifts you, man. It's something you can groove with. I have a lot of couples that listen to the music say, hey, man, it's we can get real close. And this new single that I've been promoting called My Gift to You is definitely one of those type of records that can help you snuggle up if you got that kind of thing going on. You know what I'm saying? but it's pure. Right? It's the kind of love. And I always say in my R&B music, I'm addressing one woman. In a lot of R&B music, they address all the women in the room. Right? The difference between most R&B and my R&B soul music is I'm addressing one woman. So I could go to a marriage conference and sing these songs and the pastor and his wife can say, oh, yeah, that's how God meant for two people under him to come together. So I always make sure that I'm addressing one woman when I write my R&B music.
All right. Well, y'all hear what Brother Alvin says? Don't come for him in the comments. All right. Now, so Alvin, go ahead and introduce your single.
Hey, this is My Gift to You.
Hey. Ooh. Drop some fire emojis. This, but it's a radio vibe. All right.
Whatever you want, just make a list. I'll be your deliverer, wrap it in a kiss. Whatever you need, just write it down. I'll make you happier than a kid on December 25th. Oh, you and me, we're like a holiday, every day, you for me, you've been my everything, so this is my gift to you,
loving this, man. My gift to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, man, first of all, when it comes to records, I can hear that already. Just, this is my gift to you. The hook is just already in there. It already grabs you. It gives me a little bit of John Legend. Do you get that comparison, Tom's?
You know what, man? Actually, you the first to bring up John Legend. But a lot of times people say, you know, Sam Cooke, Al Green. I get Al Green a lot. Mm-hmm. But I hear now that you say it, that song does kind of give you a little Legend vibe there. You know what I mean?
First of all, the comments are going crazy. I see Flames saying my favorite. Miss Mighty Favorite is giving you straight fires. They saying Gail White saying love this. Southern Moore is giving you fire. They love it. It is a bop.
Yeah. And for real talk for that gospel audience, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to listen to Kirk when it's time for the bedroom. So you got to pull out that Alvin Garrett. I'm just saying.
First of all, gospel music and R&B music, to me, is almost like in the same. It just depends on the topic. You understand what I'm saying? So you, whenever for certain situations, when you want to feel inspired, because guess what? Everything isn't always happy. It's not human.
That's right. Absolutely.
And you have to be able to go through different emotions. You got to know how to feel in love. You got to know how to feel heartbroken. You got to know how to feel a little angry sometimes. And songs and music help you go through all those roller coasters. So, man, kudos to what you're doing. We love it.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, my brother.
So now, give to you. Have you shot a video for that yet?
No, man. Actually, I actually just finished a video for my next single, which is called The Lightness of Love. So I'm looking forward to dropping that mid-May. So everybody follow me at The Alvin Garrett to stay tuned for that. And that's kind of up-tempo, nice groove. Just something for the summertime, man. Just talking again about the experience of love with the one you love. You know what I'm saying?
He said, Southern Moore said, he said, write it down. I heard that part. They still showing you. They said loved it. They saying God bless you. They saying straight hearts. Right music soothes the soul. So they love your music.
Thank you.
Now, what is next for Alvin? Talk to us about what you got coming up.
Well, man, I am looking forward to getting back on the road, man. Getting on stage, performing. I've done several live stream shows here in my hometown in Birmingham, Alabama. But I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of getting out, moving out a little bit. I know everybody's expecting and waiting for the world to open up. But just continuing to do things like this, expand my audience, meet new people, let them hear this great music, and just at it, just staying at the groove. And I really appreciate your guests that you had on. I enjoyed listening to them.
Definitely. Man, Bank is super dope. We gotta make all this happen, the connection.
You need to make sure we meet, you know what I'm saying? Cause
we gonna definitely when y'all all need to connect, and we gonna get y'all getting a song together. We gonna put it on Gospel Arts Entertainment page and promote it. All right, we gonna
absolutely.
But appreciate you for coming on, my brother.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything that we need to know about and be on the lookout for? Nope.
Man, I just say follow me at The Alvin Garrett. You see me right here. Go to alvingarrett.com. And go check out my latest project, The Lightness of Love. The Lightness of Love, man. And I'm telling you, if you are, I know you today was your gospel special, but if you are a God-fearing person who likes R&B music, this is perfect for you. You know what I mean? I made sure that every lyric on this project was safe for my own kids. You know what I'm saying? I play it for my daughters, 11 and 7. You know what I'm saying? And so I want people to know that I take into account the same things in my R&B music as I do with my gospel songs that I write. Is, you know, I want God to be pleased with everything I do. So check it out.
He's pleased with everything that you do because it's all through his glory.
That's right.
All right. Well, my brother, thank you so much for coming on. And you are not going to be a stranger. And then you got a project coming up. You got to come back on here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, my man.
No worries. Everybody, Mr. Alvin Garrett. I appreciate you. All right. So I'm going to be wrapping it up now, you guys. Thank y'all so much for tapping into Black Culture The Breakdown. I am your boy Jersey, and I'm going to see you next week, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on my Instagram Live. I appreciate all the birthday wishes. I appreciate all the love and support. Y'all, I make the show go. We made 2 million impressions a couple weeks ago, all right? Let's clap it up for that. Our second season, this is the 17th episode. First season, we did 29 episodes. Like, I just feel like y'all been really rocking out. It's not just me that makes the show go. I'm not always in the best shape to kind of do this show because it's mentally draining sometimes, okay?
Yes!
Not a lot. It's not easy just coordinating and just getting everybody on here. But I do it because these are the reasons we connect with everybody. We're able to learn. We're able to see the future. We're able to see vision. We're able to create ideas. That's what it's about. Black Culture The Breakdown, tapping into the pinnacle and taking it over to the top. I love y'all for watching, and I appreciate y'all. Follow me. It's free. Deuces!